Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Prayer for the Nations. Today, our prayer is based on what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 28, where we read this. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." That specific prayer is guiding our thoughts as we intercede for the nation of South Africa this day. Today, our first guest we've ever had on Pray for the Nations here at Covenant Presbyterian Church is my old roommate, Gerhard Esterhausen. Gerhard, would you mind just sharing with us, what is it about Matthew chapter 28 and specifically about South Africa that leads you to pray?
Gotcha. First, Matthew 28 is the passage I think of most when I think about missions and the gospel, going to the world and disciples being made. Personally, to me, I was born in South Africa, lived there till I was about 7 years old, and my family immigrated to the U.S., and I've lived there ever since, but I still have a ton of family back in South Africa. And so for me personally, the gospel going out in that country is very significant. Knowing that there are still family members that I have and friends of family members that I have in that country that do not yet know Jesus Christ personally and are not yet disciples and followers of him. So those are some of the reasons why I chose that passage. And we're praying for South Africa. Those are my people. My mom and dad currently still reside in South Africa. They returned after I graduated from college. And so, yeah, just praying for the people there that they would come to know Jesus personally.
Well, G, will you pray for us and guide us in prayer now?
Lord Jesus, what a great and gracious thing it is to pray for the believers, first of all, that are in South Africa that know you and love you. Thank you for your grace to them, Lord. Help them to be shining witnesses. Help them to be disciple makers. Lord, I pray that they would have a vision for taking the gospel message to the ends of the earth. Yeah. Lord, I pray for the people that are not yet your children. Lord, I pray for family members that I have that are not yet your children. Mm-hmm. I pray that very soon they would come to know you. They would enter into eternal life and they would have a genuine personal relationship with you. And Lord, I pray that you would connect your believing church there with my family and people that I know there, that they could hear from them the gospel, and people would be bold to proclaim it to him and would challenge them with the truth. Lord, I pray that just your gospel would go out amongst my family, amongst their friends, and out to the whole country of South Africa. Mm. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have a great day, beloved, comforted in the truth that the Lord of Lords and King of Kings has said, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."